Well, it's the fourth game of the double-double header here at the AIS Arena. It's the final game here on the Saturday night. It's the Canberra Transact Capitals up against the Sydney Uni Flames, and two teams with quite a history over the last 5 or 6 years. Been a great rivalry, and tonight it won't be any difference. And the big news is that tonight Lauren Jackson will be playing. She's not starting, but she is playing.
Good news, isn't it, to see her back playing? I mean, how many minutes is the question, I suppose, we need to think about? You don't want to be putting her out there and expecting her to play large minutes when she's on her way to recovery. We have to think about finals coming up for the Capitals and, in the longer term, the Commonwealth Games. So I think they'll use her sparingly, but they're also in a position where they can't afford to drop this game. They really need to come away with a win. So
yeah, they want to get the split. They want to get the split on Sydney.
That's right.
So that's what they're after tonight, yeah. As we said, she's not starting. So they will go with the other two bigs, Whittle and Beattie. But Lauren, I'm sure, will be there and play probably 4 minutes a quarter, 4 or 5 minutes a quarter.
You'd think so. I guess I'll keep fairly close on how well she's tracking in terms of if she's getting any pain and what have you. And of course, it depends on what's happening in the game as well, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. That there's so many little factors, and we'll see what Carey Graff does with it as the game goes on. And there's another player, first game back for a few years here on this court as well, but she's playing in the other uniform for the Sydney Flames, Kristen Beale. Great to see her back here too.
It's good to see her back on the court playing, good to see her back in Australia playing, and probably not in a uniform that the Canberra fans want to see her in, but it's just great to have her back on the floor. So, wait, she got a warm reception from the Canberra crowd too, so that's good to see.
Well, so she should have. She's been a great servant to this team and to this city from her days with the AIS and then with the Capitals. So, yeah, good to see her. We're looking forward to what should be a great little game. Let's hear from Karen Dalton, the head coach of the Flames. Well, Karen, you got to give your bench plenty of time last night and sit your starters down a fair bit.
Yeah, no, it's always good to give turn into games and give those players that just put in as much effort as some of our starters the minute. So, yeah, no, it was a good fit out for us last night.
Townsville, though, two wins now. It puts a bit of pressure on you for this game against the Capitals.
We're not really worried about anyone else other than ourselves at the moment because, you know, we're in a similar position to them where we've got to win every game, and that's our focus, obviously, for tonight.
It is. Of course, you've got Beattie back in tonight, though.
Yeah, no, it's great to have her back. She played a game last weekend, and I was pretty reluctant to play a back-to-back game, probably similar to Lauren, and, you know, we're really happy to have her back.
Yep. No injuries or any problems last night?
No, just, you know, we've got our usual niggles. You know, I think I said to you last night, I think every team at this stage of the season does, and, you know, everyone's fine at this stage.
Yeah, we're looking, this should be a beauty though, Caps and Sydney, great history.
Yeah, I know, I mean, you know, I think games against these two teams have obviously, you know, been fairly hard fought over the last few seasons, and always good to play against them.
Yeah, well, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
So, the starting lineup then, the Sydney Uni Flames look like they're going with Eva Fiaki, Trish Fallon, Linda Snell, Natalie Porter and Narelle Lindsay as their starting five, while the Camp Transact Capitals starting lineup will be Eleanor Sharp, Jenny Whittle, Kelly Abrams, Tracy Beattie, Tully Bevilacqua. We've got no 150-game celebrations to consider ourselves with tonight. It's just let's get on with the game, and this should be a beauty. The Capitals would be disappointed with the way they played last night, even though Lauren wasn't playing. And Sydney, well, they have plenty of rest for their starters. Bench got plenty of time. So the Caps will want to play better than they did last night.
The Caps will need to play better than they did last night to compete with Sydney. You know, Sydney have got a lot of experience, got international class players out on the floor, and if you play the way they did last night, they are not going to be part of this game.
Yep, they're disappointed with the way they've gone this season, and Karen Dalton said that they have it in their own hands, their destiny.
That's right.
They believe it's in their own hands. They've just got to keep on winning all these games if they want to get there. We're about to start as the teams have come to centre court. Jenny Whittle and Natalie Porter. Of course, the Caps will have a huge height advantage in this game.
They will, but there'll be some really strange matchups. I mean, if you look at particularly who's going to match up on Snell out of the Caps lineup, I guess that will go to probably Kelly Abrams, I'd imagine, but there's some difficulties there.
Yep. Afiaki gets the initial job on Beattie down low on the post, and Beattie scores over the top of her, and she's got a foot and height advantage.
What a great start for Tracy. She didn't have a good game last night, and come out and make a nice back-to-the-basket move against Afiaki to open up good.
Afiaki drives into the baseline, lost the handle on it, ball loose on the ground. Porter picks it up for Sydney, though, on the baseline. She'll have to try and get it out of there. Heaves it over the top. No, Whittle. Harley reached in there and stole it for the Capitals off to Abrams. Hit down court on the right. Sharpie on the corner.
Good defensive pressure from the Capitals then.
Beattie gets it a high post. Whittle, left side goes to Abrams. Being watched by Lindsay. Drives around it to the baseline. Has just put a shot over the top. Wouldn't go. Snell with a defensive rebound. Gets it out to Fallon at half court. Here in the opening seconds of the first quarter, as Afiaki gets it low post, drives around Whittle, tries to take her at the basket, won't go as Beattie comes back on the help out defense and comes up with the ball, and she'll give it to Bevilacqua to bring into the front court. Good defense. Sydney haven't got a shot up in their first couple of possessions. Sharp looking for position down low. Bevilacqua with a three from the left. It's in. No, it's dropped out. Ran around inside. I thought it was going to drop.
Yes.
2-0 though. Caps got the first basket on the early lead right now. Lindsay to Porter on the left. Goes inside to Fallon. Being watched by Sharp. Shot won't drop for her. Good defense. Sharpie's gone Fallon, so Abrams would be on Snell. And Abrams has it on the right wing. Whittle looking to go low post. BD gets it on the left. On the right, back to Sharp. Sharp at the elbow. Pull-up jumper won't go.
Getting some good opportunities, the Capitals, but they just haven't had anything drop for them. So, you know, once they get a bit of rhythm.
Porter with his baseline jumper wouldn't go. And Bevilacqua driving back at the other end. Goes around Afiaki. Lays it up. Bevilacqua gets the basket. The crowd loves that, don't they?
They do. She just left them standing in her wake there.
I think Afiaki almost felt like fouling when she's going past, but probably thought better of it.
Yes.
And the ball gets knocked out of bounds as Sydney bring it down on the right side. Snell will inbound it. They still have it. Goes to Porter. Gives it to Fallon. Fallon comes back to Lindsay on the right. Bevilacqua knocks it loose. Lindsay picks it back up. Goes around a screen from Porter. Pull-up jumper won't go. Afiaki tips it only as far as Abrams. And she's off on down the races. Snell in front of her. She'll wait. And then Beattie coming in at the basket. It's fouled by Afiaki, and this height advantage is starting to tell already. Afiaki fouled.
It's really hurting the Flames at both ends of the floor. They've got difficulties in how they match up against Tracy Beattie down there, particularly with Afiaki on her. And at the other end of the floor, they've got some problems with Beattie matching up against Afiaki. And Afiaki's trying to play in the paint. She really needs to step out on the perimeter and use some flash cut action and beat her with her speed and agility. You got Fallon being guarded by Sharpie, who gives the height advantage. You'd think they'd put Fallon down in the post offensively at the other end of the floor. But
yeah. Beattie made the first, missed the second, though. 5-0, Capitals leading. Sydney yet to get a real good shot off here. Snell driving into the paint. Whoa, somehow just got away with it before she travelled. And Bevilacqua will be called for breathing on Lindsay out on the left there. So first foul against Bevilacqua. 7:03, almost 3 minutes gone. Sydney have yet to score. Snell inbounds it to Porter. On the left side, Lindsay looking for Snell low post. But Abrams stays in front of her. Pass down to Afiaki for a little baseline jumper that won't go. Abrams passed down to Bevilacqua on the right wing. She'll wait to set up the play now. Beattie's in front of her. Whittle across to Abrams. Beattie comes across to the left side. Abrams back to Sharp from the top. Put it on the floor. Drive into the basket. Try to bank it in off the glass. It wouldn't go. Porter ends up with a 3-on-1 opportunity here. Porter drives it down right side to Snell, and Snell with an easy layup. First points finally come for Sydney, and it took 3.5 minutes.
Good transition. They got out in the lanes, ran the floor hard.
Bevilacqua has it back for the Capitals on the right wing. Sharp gets it in the corner into Whittle. Afiaki saw it coming and just stood and jumped in there and stole it back.
Really a poor feed from Sharp then.
Yeah. Snell has it on the right wing. Oh, almost tried to get her up in the air. Good defense. Afiaki throws it away to Bevilacqua off the back of Lindsay's heel. Off the Sharp, Layup won't go for her, and Fallon coming back as Sharpie just didn't quite have the control on it. She went up for the layup. Snell gets the ball on the right wing. Three for the three, won't go, and gets in there with the ball. Afiaki has a shot blocked from behind, got the ball back. Fallon with a 12-foot jumper, comes up for the basket, and really, Sydney should not have got that back.
That's right.
They just all standing around.
Fundamentals, block your player out, don't let them get the offensive ball, take away the second opportunity.
And when the ball's there on the floor, somebody pick it up.
That's right. Dive on it, put your body on the line. Here comes Jackson.
Here we go, we're 4.5 minutes into the first quarter. Jackson comes in for Beattie. Marino comes in for Bevilacqua. And Woodyard has come in for Afiaki for the Sydney Flames. So see how this works. Jackson is in as she looks to fight for position for the inbound pass. Marino gets it, goes out to Sharp. Whittles in front of it, won't go, go cross court. Now Jackson gets it low post. Trish Fallon was grabbing all over her arm, gets called for the foul. As great as Trish Fallon is, Trish is still giving away 4 or 5 inches.
That's right.
First timeout call by Sydney. Karen Dalton wants to chat things over. Foul counts 2-2. The score is 5-4 in favour of the Capitals here in the early moments.
The score doesn't reflect actually how well the Capitals have actually dominated really these first couple of minutes. They've had lots of opportunities, they've missed easy lay-ins, they've made some fundamental mistakes at the defensive end of the floor, but really the vast majority of possession and looking like they're in control of the game has been with the Capitals. But you've got to convert it, you know, there's no point having that kind of feel to a game if you're not putting the points on the board.
Yep. Well, but Jackson's in the game.
Jackson's in the game.
Everyone's on the edge of their seat now.
That's right.
They're waiting.
Feel that fear,
first possession she gets mugged. She's going to go to the line for free throws.
Nice easy way to make your first points back into the league, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no. In fact, she probably won't, because was she an active shooting quick enough, or... I don't, we'll wait and see what the referees say on
that's right. I would imagine what the Sydney Flames are talking about now is some of the matchup issues that they have out on the floor. So they're probably going to be talking about how they'll rotate, whether they're going to completely front Jackson and rely on some weak side help, or how they're going to try and tackle that.
Yeah, Trish Fallon having the initial job there, and her only tactic was to grab her all over the arms. And
quite honestly, sometimes that's all you can do against her.
Yeah. And she was in that low post position where, yeah, it's not going to be free throws. In fact, it'll be inbound ball. It'll be Abrams to inbound it. Whittle, Jackson, Marino and Sharp are there. Woodyard, Snell, Lindsay, Porter and Fallon for the Flames as they come back to join up. And now Abrams will look for the inbound pass. Gets it into Sharpie on the right side. Back out to Marino. Dribbles towards the left. Abrams down
nice
to Jackson.
Pass.
Jackson with an easy layup. Well, it don't get much easier than that.
No, that's right. She's a great target to have under there.
And Fallon couldn't do a thing about it. Whittle's been called for dropping the shoulder, apparently. And I suppose she would have had to have dropped the shoulder to hit Porter.
That's right. And here comes Veely. She's in the game. First time back into a game in Canberra, so...
Bit of a smile. What's going on there between Jackson and Veal? What's going
know.
On?
First time they've played against each other since...
Well, and they won't really be matching up too often.
I hope not.
Steal back from the Capitals. Sydney didn't get a shot up. Abrams on the right wing. Harley from the top for three. Left it a little bit short. Sharpie fighting for the rebound. Reaches in on Snell and will come up with a foul. There's a lot of smiling and happiness out there. Everyone's...
Is this Sydney playing Canberra?
Hard to believe.
Now, this is going to be a tough matchup for Marino.
And that's why Bevilacqua will spend the comeback in shortly.
That's right.
Of course, Veely hasn't played for a couple of years, and coming back off injury. Pass lost. Fallon couldn't handle it. Abrams driving down the centre of the court. The pass to Jackson under the basket. Has to chuck it back out of there and find Sharp. Marino. She'll just put up... just called for the travel. Bevilacqua is coming in. Well, Sharpie going out.
Looks like they're going to go into some sort
Beattie is going to come in for Whittle.
Oh, they're going to have to mix up their D here because they can't stay in a man with that group on the floor. I'd be very surprised if they stay in man. It's gone matchup zone by the looks of this.
Yeah. Yep. Veely dribbles down the right side, hands off to Snell. Porter off to Fallon on the left wing, comes back to Beely at the top, wearing number 32.
Nice
feed. Lovely pass inside the Porter, and that was
Kaika Pastor
that we love to see out of her, but so Porter comes up with the easy basket. Jackson at the top to Bevilacqua on the left wing, being watched by Woodyard right now. Beattie, low post, back off to Bevilacqua, driving baseline, under the basket, gets it out to Marino. She gives it to Bevilacqua. From the right baseline, left it short. Marino gets the offensive board, though, and goes back outside to Abrams. They'll reset. Snell comes out to look after Abrams. Beattie gets it high. And Porter. They are going to have some problems here tonight, Sydney.
They certainly are.
As we've already said, as Brianna Hennessy comes in. That's the second foul on Porter.
They can't afford for Porter to get into early foul trouble. She's really one of their only bigs and one of their better offensive go-to players. So.
Yep. Woodyard is in. Bevilacqua gets the ball off the inbound pass and hits the baseline jumper. Nice one. Bevilacqua with 4 points already.
Yeah.
And Beely quickly rushes it down court to Brianna Hennessy. Jackson comes out of her, so she'll pass it out to Fallon. Travel against Fallon.
Travel goal. They're red hot on the travel tonight.
Yep. Sharpie straight back in for Marino.
They'll probably switch back to a man now. That gives them some better matchup. So I think they'll probably go back to a man defensively.
Afiaki is back in for Porter. As we said, she's got two fouls, so wise choice to get her back, get her out of there. Abrams brings it down the left side, finds Sharp, being watched by Hennessy, drives to the baseline. Hennessy will be called for the foul. That's team foul number 5.
Not a good sign, Sydney.
Yeah, which means Sharpie's off to the line. And 3 minutes and 11 seconds left here in the first quarter. 9-6 the score, the Capitals leading. So it's low scoring at this stage, but when Sharpie misses the first free throw.
It's been the story of the weekend, hasn't it? Free throw shooting's been poor.
She makes the second, though. The Sharpie's on the board with her first point for the night. Feely gets the ball to bring down, gives it to Afiaki to bring across centre court.
Back in man-to-man defence from the Capitals.
Now to Hennessy on the left wing. Some very tall timber in there, and they're having trouble getting it to anyone. Feely being chased by Bevilacqua. Fallon gets it, taking on Jackson. Goes around her, and Beattie comes across and says, get that out of here.
That's right.
You've got a 6'5" defender and about a 6'8" second defender coming out of the cross on the help out.
Yeah. No relief, it's relentless.
Snell can't get the shot up in time. 24-second violation against Sydney. And the Caps, well, they could have let that one go.
The Sydney Flames don't have any real rhythm in their game as yet. They need to get some continuity going in what they're doing.
Sharp gives it back to Bevilacqua, right side to Abrams. Jackson coming at the top, goes past Beely, gets it in the low post, turn around. That's the Jackson shot along the baseline that is just about automatic. Sydney almost turned it over in the backcourt. Beely runs it down in the corner.
There's nothing you can do about that kind of move. 6'5", just turn around, jump shot, straight over the top of you.
Hennessy finds Afiaki right side for three. It won't go. Ball tipped loose. Comes to Fallon. She'll put it on the floor and go inside the paint. Won't go. Ball is in the hands of Beely, it's got to be, who's mugged by Sharpie. Took the ball right off. And so we'll get another substitution. Well, Lauren's had three minutes out there. Now, 3.5 minutes on her first little trip out there and made an impact.
Certainly did.
Whittles back in, and I think Sydney got some real problems for the rest of this game. Afiaki with an outside shot won't go. Beattie grabs her a defensive rebound. Abrams down a bit of a lack. Goes around the back of Beely. Lays it up and in, and she's fouled by, I think, Hennessy or Afiaki coming back on the help-out defense.
That's just, you know, on the go, straight at the bucket, go hard. Make the defense play you, and nice soft finish, you know, really hard penetration, but nice soft touch on the end of that. Good transition from Canberra to quick outlet from the rebound situation.
Bevilacqua at the line then for the 3-point play. left it a little bit short. Nappiaki with a defensive rebound. Tully's got 6 points early. So that's an extra bonus. Snell looking to drive inside. Throws the pass away. Bevilacqua long out the pass towards Abrams, but Nappiaki just got a handle in there and knocks it loose.
Snell hasn't got into the game yet.
No.
Not
they're doing
all
a great job keeping her out of it.
They are between Abrams and Bevilacqua.
Bevilacqua's got her right now. Across to Hennessy on the left wing. Beely gets it at the top. Right side finds Fallon for the baseline jumper. In and out. Beattie with a defensive rebound. Gives it to Abrams. Was looking for the down court. Was looking up court immediately. Gets it to Bevilacqua right wing. Beattie at the top and Whittle and Apiaki bumping. Apiaki is going to be called for the foul. Well, Jackson's coming straight back in. Just a minute. A quick breather. Marino comes in. Beattie and Abrams sitting down. And Jamie Lee Samuels is coming for Sydney. So some changes there. As Whittle will be going to the line for a couple of free throws.
Apiaki continues to try and play behind Whittle down in that post. And
that's a waste of time.
It's a waste of time, and all she's going to do is have to try to physically push her out of the post, so she's going to get called for those kind of fouls. So, you know, they probably need to change it up. She needs to fully front and rely on some help defense coming from the weak side.
Yep, they need all the help they can get right now.
And the crowd, wherever they can get the help from, they've got to take it.
I don't think there's too many Sydney fans here tonight. I did see some earlier. Whittle makes the first, makes them both. Gets her first points for the game. And it's 16-6, a 10-point lead with a minute to go here before quarter time. Hennessy headed in the front court, back to Veal at the top, looking to set up the play. Samuel steps out on the right, passes to Fallon, back to Veal on the left wing. Veal with one another no-look inside. But Sharpie knew where that one was coming from. He's played with her a few times. And Matt stepped in and knocked it loose. Sharp has it in the front court. Jackson with a three from the top. Won't go. Sharp inside. Oh, the follow-up wouldn't go for and Beal gets the defensive rebound. And brings it across centre court. Off to Fallon. Puts it on the floor. Drives inside. Hennessy gets it in the corner. Three-pointer from there. They needed that. Hennessy with a three. Her first points for the night. And it's 16-9 with 24 seconds on the shot clock. They do have to get it off before the end of the quarter. Bevilacqua just wasting some time. 10 on the shot clock. About 2 second differential. Dribbles to the left side around a screen from Jackson. Comes back to Whittle. Whittle looking for Jackson low post. Can't. Marino on the right. Doesn't get the shot off in time. 24 second violation against the Capitals. No, that's not quarter time. There's still 2.1 seconds on the clock. Yep, everyone thought that was it. But no, Sydney will have 2.1 seconds. Beely will run the play when she gets it. Here she goes. Down the right, she's just going to heave it. Well, she did hit in the square on the backboard, but it wouldn't drop for her. And at quarter time, the Canberra Transact Capitals leading the Sydney Uni Flames by 16-9. Well, leading scorers at quarter time for the Canberra Transact Capitals. Tully Bevilacqua's got 6, Lauren Jackson with 4, Tracy Beattie 3, Jenny Wood has got a couple, and Eleanor Sharp's got the other one. Well, for Sydney, just there, 9 points so far. Brianna Hennessy with a 3, Trish Fallon's got 2, Belinda Snell's got 2, Nat Porter's got 2. They're going to need a lot more. They have possession to start the quarter, and it will be Belinda Snell at half court. As the clock is reset, 16-9, Caps lead at quarter time. And Snell inbounds it to Veely, who's still in there with Fallon, Samuels and Hennessy. Dribbles into the front court, gives it to Fallon, cross court to Samuels on the right. Looks to go back left. And no one I can pass it to, so I'll shoot it from out there and Beattie will grab the defensive rebound. Another good defensive start from the Capitals. Abrams gets it quickly down the right. Pass inside to Whittle, cross court to Samuels. Bevilacqua. Into Beattie. Beattie will take on Samuels. Little hook shot on the paint. Beattie.
Nice move again by Beattie. Felt where the defense was. Used her body well. Soft finish.
I mean, Trish Fallon's listed at 190, which is their tallest. And nobody else is anywhere near. And when you get a couple of girls there up there that are both at 2 metres, it's going to be tough for them. They can't get a successful shot again. And Bevilacqua came up with a defensive rebound. Gives it down court quickly to Abrams, back to Whittle, into towards Sharp. Bealey's hand got in there and knocked it loose. Final touch by Sydney, according to the referee. So Caps will have it under their offensive basket. Sharpie will inbound it. Gets it to Abrams. Quick shot from the baseline. Good one from Abrams. Her first basket for the night as well. And it's 20-9 here just after a minute gone in the second quarter.
Not a position Sydney will be happy to be in. 11 points down early in the game. But you don't want to be trying to play catch-up basketball.
Not against the Capitals of Jackson. Still to come back out again. Snell is fouled by Abrams. Little down, low contact, pushing. That'll put Snelly at the line for some free throws. Porter getting ready to come back in for Sydney. Just the first on Abrams. And Porter will come in before we have the first free throw. Fallon sitting down. It's interesting to look at those heights on the sheet. What's Jenny listed at? 197, so a little bit, just over 6'6", about 6'6". Snelly makes them both. They finally got some points here in the second quarter and need a lot more. Abrams then looking to bring it in, some pull court pressure on there. They were practicing that last night, weren't they?
They were, they did.
Abrams with a three from the top, Dalton there. Nice one from Abrams, five for the game.
Nice way to break up some full court pressure there. Come down and knock down a three.
Beal gets it down to Snelly, backing into the paint. Tried to pass it down. Bevilacqua ends up with the ball. But it was Beattie and Abrams had their hands up in there to knock it loose. They're really putting some good defensive pressure on here. Bevilacqua off to Abrams. To Sharp. Sharp looking for Whittle low post. Turnaround jumper on the baseline. Won't go, and Samuels with a defensive rebound gets it to Beal. 7:53 to go. Beattie knocks it loose. Abrams will dive on it towards halfway. Samuels just gets it up to Beal. Sydney still have it. Hennessy looking to drive inside Beattie for the foul. And some more substitutions. Lindsay and Woodyard will be coming in for Sydney, and Jackson will be back in for the Capitals. Whittle sitting down. Bealey and Samuel sit down for Sydney. Just the first foul on Beattie. Sydney will have the ball on the left wing. So just wiping the floor at centre court.
Yep. And without Jackson on the floor at the start of that quarter, the Capitals continue to build on their lead. So that's a positive sign for the Capitals generally.
Well, Cary Grant decides she wants to have a chat about things. I'm not sure what whether she looked at the substitution Sydney had made and decided, well, I want to talk about this or
yeah.
what. But geez, the way they're the problems are really at Sydney's end, not Cary Grant's end. I'm sure of that.
Karen will be grateful for that one for that timeout being called. Yeah, I guess maybe Cary just wants to talk about some matchup issues that they might have with that group out on the floor. And, just keep them focused on the job at hand and make sure that they continue. They've got a 12-point lead now and they really just want to keep building on it. Sydney's the type of group. You've got Trish Fallon, you've got Belinda Snell, you've got Afiazi, who at any point can just come out and just go on a run and burn you up. And, you know, a couple of quick points will turn the game around. So they need to really stay focused and make sure they focus on the job and get it done.
23-11 is the lead. 12-point lead for the Transact Capitals. At this stage here, early in the second quarter, and we just had another timeout. Sydney will have possession in the front court. 7:44 still to go till half time. Jackson back in for her first little spell here in the second quarter. She's there with Beattie, Bevilacqua, Sharp, and Abrams, Snell, Woodyard, Lindsay, Porter and Hennessy for Sydney as Woodyard gets it off the inbound pass. Across to Hennessy to Porter, back to right side, left side to Woodyard. Puts it on the floor and drives inside. Won't go. Jackson with the end up. No, Porter. Ball sits loose by Sharp. That's just good hands in there to knock that one loose and get it back to the Capitals. Now Bevilacqua on the right wing. Beattie at the top. Back to Bevilacqua. Porter's on Jackson. Lackwood looking to drive in, gets it back to Abrams, drives down the lane, layup won't go, Jackson with the offensive board will take it back up, not fouled in the act of shooting, and it's Lindsay who ends up with the board. They're really going to put some pressure on Jackson inside, aren't they? Right. Snelly with a three from the left corner won't go. Jackson had it knocked away from her, but Bevilacqua ends up with it for the Capitals.
Porter's doing a much better job in fronting, half-fronting Jackson, which is really what Afiaki needed to be doing against Whittle earlier in the game. They've been quite physical down there too.
Yeah, they're making Jackson work through the paint. Sharp with the ball back to Abrams left wing, now down towards Jackson, who can't get to that ball, and Porter ends up with it. Pass down to Woodyard. Knocks Sharpie out of the way, nothing caught. Snelly gets the pass back from Hennessy for an easy layup.
Canberra has to be careful that they don't get too focused on Jackson being out on the floor at the offensive end. They need to make sure that they continue to get some good ball reversal and look for their own opportunities as well.
Yeah, Jackson steps out at the top, gets it, and then goes to the low post and gets bumped illegally by Woodyard, is it? 22, yes. That will be her first foul. So Marino's back in for Beattie. And Snelly sitting down, has been replaced by Fallon. Abrams inbound pass to Sharp. Back out to Marino. Left side finds Abrams. In towards Whittle. Poor pass again, really.
Yes.
And Lindsay comes up with a steal. It's it to Hennessy, who's left all alone. Puts up a three. Won't go. And Marino will just guide it out of bounds. Got out of jail there.
They certainly did. The Capitals have to, what they're doing is they're trying to make a feed to a post, but they're not reading the player coming from the weak side and seeing that pass. The player who's being left on that weak side needs to make himself available.
Marino in the right corner, into Whittle. Cross court to Sharp, in towards Jackson. Porter in front of her and knocks it, gets a handle to it. She is doing a good job, but then throws a poor pass to Fallon, who couldn't get to that one.
Capitals have been scoreless since that timeout. They wouldn't be happy with that. They need to get a score this time down the floor.
Yeah, it's been very good defense from Sydney. But like you said, they are Canberra probably concentrating too much on Jackson. Marino drives in the paint. Sharp off to Abrams. She'd drive along the baseline. Lay it up. Won't go. No foul. Woodyard with a defensive rebound. Quickly down court. Porter. Back to Lindsay, off to Hennessy, driving in the paint, puts it around the corner. Harley can't get to that one. They get it back to Porter for the easy layup as players were all over the place. It's getting a little bit scrappy in there. Players were starting to get knocked over. So I'm not going to call it. Let's hope that they stick with the policy at both ends. Bevilacqua, I'm going to have a substitution. Sharpie will sit down. 5 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. 23-15 is still the lead, but it's a 4-0 run since that last timeout. Bevilacqua then gets it on the left wing. Jackson low post, being watched by Woodyard and Porter. Whittle cross court to Abrams on the right. Jackson will step out at the top and try and hit the three. It won't go. But Abrams fighting for the rebound. Just lost it off a knee out of bounds. And I think that was a little bit of frustration from Jackson, just deciding, well, they're not getting the ball to me down low.
Down low, that's right.
I'll go out there and try and shoot. She can't hit it from outside, but I think we'd rather see it down low right now.
That's right.
Snell then gets it on the right wing. Back for Woodyard at the top. Off to Fallon. Fallon to Lindsay, being harassed by Marino. Snell from the right. She managed to set herself for that one, but couldn't get it. The three-pointer to drop. Whittle gets a defensive rebound off the bit of Bevilacqua to bring down the right wing. Porter's watching Jackson. Whittle goes left side to Marino. Jackson at the free throw line. Back for Bevilacqua. To Marino, into Whittle, low post, across the paint, hook shot, nice one.
Classic Harley hooky, that one, that's a nice, sweet move. That's exactly what they need to do, instead of being so focused on going to Jackson, to see the other opportunities that are there for them.
Yeah, and Whittle's got a huge advantage in height there as well, so why not go for it? Porter throws another bad pass away, another turnover. Afiaki will come in for Sydney. Tracy Beattie comes in for Lauren. Woodyard sits down for Sydney, and the Caps will have the ball in the backcourt. A few too many turnovers, I think, from Sydney's liking of really bad passes. And that one was, there was no one near it. Bevilacqua, quick ball and pass to Harley, outlet faster Marino, driving across the paint, Afiaki. Third foul on Afiaki, if it's her that's called it is. And timeout called by Sydney. Karen Dalton wants the chat. Well, 25 to 15, the lead back to 10, but it took a long time for them to get that. They only got 2 points after that last timeout.
That's right. Yeah, they disrupted the momentum and they weren't able to get back into the flow of the game. So I'm sure that that'll it's disruptive having Jackson coming back into the lineup. It's not to say that you don't want her there, it's just got to learn how to play with her again. So some adjustments being made.
Yeah, but Natalie Porter has done a good job defensively on her.
Natalie Porter's done a very good job. She's been smart about the way that she's played her and about half-running rather than trying to stand behind. I mean, you do that against a Jackson or a Whittle or a Beattie and they're just going to turn around and shoot over the top of you all night. You really need to at least half-run a player and rely on the fact that your teammates are going to be there to help on the weak side if that's what they're going to do. So.
Yep. So when they come back from the timeout in a couple of seconds, it's 25-15. The Caps still up by 10 points. It was 7 at quarter time. But there's been a bit of a drought in scoring in the last few minutes of the game. 3 minutes and 39 seconds until half time. As it will be Beattie, Marino, Abrams, Whittle and Bevilacqua. While Sydney will have Lindsay, Porter, Snell, Afiaki and Fallon. Marino is going to the line for free throws after she got mugged by Afiaki, who's now on 3 fouls. And perhaps surprising that she's still out there 3 minutes before half time. Marino makes the first. Her first point for the night.
Might have thought that you'd put a Sutherland in there, who's had a lot of training experience against these girls in any case. But
yeah, she makes them both. Afiaki inbounds it to Porter to dribble into the front court. She does with comfort. Lindsay. There's a lot of hands and looked very messy bit of defence there. I don't know what that was. Snell gets it on the right wing. The pass to Porter cutting at the basket. No basket. The foul was on Whittle. There was a holding before the shot, so it'll be Sydney's possession from the right side. 2 15 fouls each in this quarter, or the third there against the Capitals. Inbound pass to Porter from the right wing by Snell. Porter dribbling left side, gives it to Afiaki. Afiaki back for Snell, looking to go in the paint. Abrams just stood there, put her hand up in the air, and then they knocked the ball loose. How come? And the shot clock got reset. The shot clock got reset. It's wound down another 5. There was certainly no shot in there. And I would say Sydney's time just may be up.
They have to run.
They've given Sydney 3 seconds. Carrie was saying 1. And she's asking for a compromise of 2, but not going to get it.
Not going to happen.
Going to be 3 seconds. Sydney to inbound it. Quickly to Porter. Almost lost a handle on it. Chucks up a 3 from out the top. It won't go, but they've got the offensive board through Afiaki. A little bit lucky, perhaps. Snell then with the ball on the right wing to Afiaki. Beattie in front of her. Put it on the floor. Drive across the paint. Left-handed hook shot. It's going to go. She's been fouled as well. Well, she'll go to the line.
Nice finish, though. I mean, and that's what Afiaki needs to do against that big matchup. Bring her out to the perimeter, put it on the floor, blow by her, and rely on the fact that you'll be able to feed her to the basket, basically. She can't really shoot over the top of a Tracy Beattie too often.
No. Beattie's second foul. Afiaki at the line with a 3-point play, then. Makes it, and that's her first points for the night. 27-18. The Caps still leading by 9. 2:43 to go here till halftime. Bevilacqua brings it into the front court. Snell watching her. Gets it across to Marino. Puts it on the floor and drives through the paint. And then tries to pass it off. Comes off the hands of a Sydney defender. Kristen Beal will come back in for Lindsay. No, it's not Lindsay. It's Afiaki who will sit down. She's got those 3 fouls, so wise decision with 2.5 minutes till half time. You wouldn't want her to get another one. Quick inbound pass to Harley for another outside jumper. Whittle has six. 29-18. Beal on the right wing. Back to Porter at the top. Put it on the floor and drive in against Whittle. Pass down to Fallon. Nothing called on the foul. Ball lost out of bounds by Sydney. Caps have it in the backcourt. Another turnover. That turnover count, it's, I think, embarrassing for Sydney tonight.
Certainly is.
Bevilacqua on the left wing then for the Capitals. Beattie spins away to the basket. They don't go to it. Whittle gets it on the right, comes back to Abrams. Now down to Beattie. Beattie just goes at the basket, overcooks the lap, gets her own ball. Try and pass it. Chucks it out, but only finds Snell. And the shot clock violation clock goes off. Doesn't need to. Beal has it. Cross court to Fallon on the left wing. She'll try a three. Hits the top of the board. Won't count.
Porter making her presence felt in the middle of the key there. Beattie ends up on the floor.
And nothing cool.
Nothing in that.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't know how she fell over, I suppose. Bevilacqua then will bring it back for the Caps. Goodbye. 29-18, the Caps leading. Minute 30 to go. As we've got more bumping off the ball, and this time it's Fallon that'll be called. Whittle will be going to the line for free throws, and Jenny Whittle's free throw shooting is... Jacko's coming back for the last minute 27 before halftime. Beattie sits down. No, it's not free throws. Not the penalty yet. Inbound pass quickly to Whittle. Hand off to Abrams. Cross court, she finds Bevilacqua. Lindsay got assisted to the floor. Back to Whittle. Whittle down to Jackson. Right in front. Gets it up and then... No, it just ran around and dropped back out. Beal will bring it down for Sydney. Lindsay in to Porter. Down to Fallon along the baseline. Back out to Porter for three from the top. She can hit those, and she does. Seven for the game for Porter. And 29-21, we're inside the last minute. The lead only eight now. It was seven at quarter time, but had been up to 11. Jackson goes to low post. Cross court, they go to Bevilacqua on the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Try to pass it. Porter ends up with a steal. Snell dribbles it into the front court down the left wing. Sydney with an opportunity now to make some inroads. Porter puts it on the floor, hands off to Beal. Her first shot of the night. Beal comes up with the first basket. Carrie Graff wants to talk it over. 32 seconds to go as the lead has suddenly been cut down to 6 points.
Right. Yeah, I think the Capitals, they're making some good penetration and they're drawing a second line of defence, but they're not getting players cutting for the basket, sort of to be a target. They've had a couple of key turnovers coming down the floor, probably the last two or three plays where that situation has occurred. So everyone needs to be much more active at the offensive end of the floor. And Sydney's starting to find their rhythm in the offensive half as well. So, you know, that's a good result to be down by six after being down by 11, I think, at one point.
Yeah, they'll be happy about that going into halftime. Carrie Graff wanting to set up, I suppose, the last good 32 seconds. They will have to give up the ball, give Sydney another opportunity to score. But it's going to be Abrams, Whittle, Bevilacqua, Jackson and Sharpie who will be out there for the Capitals. Beal, Snell, Fallon, Porter and Lindsay for the Flames as the two teams are coming back out of the huddle. The Capitals will have the ball in the backcourt, of course, after the shot. Beale's first basket here tonight. Bevilacqua then brings it down the right side. Finds Abrams on the right. Jackson low post. Whittle comes back right to Bevilacqua. Jackson comes across to set up low post. Sharp to Abrams from the right. Three-pointer from Abrams won't go. She'll get her own rebound, though. And they can set up a play with 13 seconds left on the clock and not give Sydney another chance. Thumbs up, says Bevilacqua. Oh, shoot a three behind the screen. It won't go. Sharpie fighting for the rebound. Lindsay ends up with it. Off to Snell, who can't get a shot away. Nothing goes. That's half time, and the Capitals lead by six. 29-23, and I don't think either side will be totally happy with that. But we'll wait and see what happens. Second half coming up here as the Transat Capitals play the Sydney Uni Flames. 29-23 is the halftime lead for the Transat Capitals over the Sydney Uni Flames halftime. And, I thought Sydney probably turned it over a little bit more than 12 times by halftime, but that's the official stat, 12. Capitals have turned it over 9 times. And Sydney are winning the rebounding, which may be keeping them close right now to the Capitals as well.
That's right. I think that's what's keeping in the game at the moment. The possession off the rebounds is a really critical part of the game, and if you can do that, that'll go a long way to giving you a win on the board. So.
Indeed it will. Leading scorers then for Sydney at half-time, Natalie Porter with 7, Belinda Snell with 4, Brianna Hennessy with 5, well, for the Capitals. Tully Bevilacqua with 6, 6 for Jenny Whittle, 5 for Kelly Abrams, 5 for Tracy Beattie, Lauren Jackson 4. So plenty of contributors, but it's low scoring, it's tight, it's defensive, and it's interesting.
It is.
First possession for will be with the Capitals here to start the third quarter. It'll be Bevilacqua, Abrams, Beattie, Whittle and Sharp. As the ball goes into Bevilacqua, who will bring it into the front court and give the Capitals first possession here. Jackson played just under 10 minutes in the first half, so we might see a repeat of that in a second. Abrams then sets it down to Whittle, low post, cross court, finds Bevilacqua for 3 from the left. It's just a little bit short, came off the front of the rim. And Porter with a defensive rebound. Lindsay brings it into the front court. Afiaki on the right wing. Back to Lindsay. Finds Snell at the top. Puts it on the floor. Driving inside, little layup from Snell. He's
good
the start of the
Shib
one. They need to get her more involved,
don't
they?
They absolutely do need to get her more involved offensively. She's the sort of player that can just score on the points, so they need her to come to the core.
Abrams hits a 3 from the top. There is a lot of contact going on inside that paint. Anyone who tries to cut through the paint is taking their life in their own hands by the look of it.
Someone's given clear instructions to body check all cutters.
And Jackson isn't out there. Porter, pass aside to Snell, gets away from Abrams. Won't go. Unlucky there. Yeah. And Beattie with a defensive rebound. Abrams will bring it into the front court. Bevilacqua right wing, goes left wing because Sharpie's in the right corner as well. Sharp takes a bit of a knock. Gets the pass into Whittle. That's a tough one. Whittle trying to pick it up. Jump ball, Sydney will get the ball.
Putting Harvey under a lot of pressure there, feeding it down into her. There's two or three players, triple team, where they need to find the open player.
She's 2 in front of her.
Exactly.
And she still managed to get it and then go inside and got triple teamed.
That's
why she ended up having to jump ball, but that was tough work. Afiaki back cross court to Porter. Put it on the floor and go against Whittle. Layup won't go. Gets her own rebound. Off to Afiaki. 12-foot jumper along the baseline won't go. Sharp tips it down to Whittle. Picks it up, gives it to Bevilacqua. Down to Abrams. Got a one-on-one with Lindsay here. No, she'll wait and go back and set up the players to help arise. Beattie. And Afiaki's got 4.
The fourth, and again, she's playing behind Beattie. She cannot continue to play there and expect to make any impact, except on the foul count, perhaps.
And really, you want her in this game, I'd get her out right now.
Yes, I
would,
yeah.
Yeah. Capitals, though, will inbound it. Abrams, a long one. Ooh, lucky. Bevilacqua picks it up as Afiaki couldn't quite handle it. Abrams now into Whittle. Gets knocked out of there. Sharp with a 3 from the right. Thornett from Sharpie. Her 4th point for the game and her first basket of the night. And it's a big 3 that really puts that lead back out to 10, 35-25. Lindsay to Afiaki right wing. She's been marked by Beattie, so she should take advantage of it. Abrams will be called for the foul on Snelly. It's an outside. It's not a shooting. Woodyard will now come in for Afiaki. Let's see, get the opportunity. Second on Abrams. So no one from the Capitals in any sort of trouble foul-wise. Fallon gets the ball on the left wing. Sits it down to Woodyard on the baseline. Dribble out of there. Gives it to Snell. Snell tries to put up a shot from the elbow. Won't go. Whittle is going to be called for the holding foul on a player about 3 feet short of Anna. I'm kind of curious as to why you'd be holding down someone that's that much shorter than you, but referees saw it.
Snelly's starting to get back into the game offensively. She's not made any shots, but she's getting some good opportunities.
Yeah.
So that's
looks like they're trying to feed it to her, and that seems to be the plan. She gets the ball off the inbound pass.
There we go. Yep.
Three-point shot won't go. The ball will run out of bounds. Jackson is back in. 7:14 to go in the third quarter.
Hope the Capitals don't get so focused on her down in the paint again that they lose their...
They focus on what they were doing.
Exactly.
Abrams finds Sharp on the right. Into BD, now down to Jackson. Two for Dacko.
Much better. They saw the double team go to Jackson, fed to BD, who was left, and away you go.
The double team moved away from Jackson.
That's right.
Porter gets it on the right wing. Driving through defensively. Good shot from Porter.
Good tough move by Porter. So
nine.
Strong on that.
That drive through the paint. 37-27, still 10-point lead for the Capitals. Sharp gets the ball at centre court. Looks to go to Jackson down underneath. Abrams. Third foul on Abrams.
Didn't actually see that. Capitals disappointed by that call.
Yeah, well, she almost, Porter acted like she'd been nobbled, but anyway, Lindsay will drive, bring it into the front court. Snell on the right wing. She seems to be the first point of contact.
Down,
huge
down.
Three from outside. Bevilacqua down to, Snelly got the handle on it. Tried to play the referees off, but they did spot it. Capitals will have it under their offensive basket. It'll be Sharpie to inbound the ball. Beattie's there with Abrams, Jackson, and Bevilacqua. Gets it into Bevilacqua on the left, Abrams on the left wing. Back out to Bevilacqua. Sharpie right wing. Back for Beattie. Feeds it down towards Jackson. Porter in front knocks it away. Capitals will still have the possession. Shot clock has changed. Lindsay is out and Beal back in. Shot clock's at 24, which I don't think it's supposed to be.
Should have been reset in that situation.
They're going to have 10 seconds on the shot clock, I think, judging by that.
Been a little bit quick on the trigger down there tonight.
Yeah. Don't always see that. But it is 10. Yes, 10 seconds it'll be for the Capitals. Abrams to inbound. Gets it into Sharp on the left side. Straight to Jackson. Off to Bevilacqua. Looks to drive in the paint. And then just threw it away to the touch over the sideline.
One of those rare Bevilacqua turnovers.
Yep. Yeah, it don't happen a real lot. She was losing her balance, though, as she's trying to get round Woodyard. Snell inbounds the field then. 5:53 to go here. Still a 10-point lead for the Capitals. Fallon trying to put it in. Comes off Sharpie out of bounds. There's a couple of good defenders out there standing next to each other, Sharpie and Bevilacqua.
Absolutely.
Trying to feed a ball between those two. It's a bit ambitious. Woodyard then gets it back off the inbound. Drives away to the left. Jackson goes out to Garter. Forces her out of the baseline. Goes back inside. Hook shot won't go. And ends up with Beattie, but it's a good play from Woodyard to take Jackson on and get in there.
It was. It's a nice move. Jackson looks slow laterally at the moment. I guess she's lost some fitness and agility to be expected.
Yeah, she's certainly not playing fit yet.
Nice.
Gets the ball down low, fouled in the act of shooting. Snell, I think it is. That'll be just first on Snelly. So Hennessy will come in. Whittle will come back in, and Jackson will be going to the line for a couple of free throws. And Marino will come in before the timeout. Abrams will sit down before the free throws, I should say.
So he's made a couple of nice penetration and dishes to Lawrence tonight. She knows how to play with her. She knows that if she scores on the floor, she'll draw some defense and open up the opportunity for Lozzer on the dive cut to the basket.
Oh, first one won't go. Rebounded by Veeley. Jackson to Veal. It's normally the other way, isn't it?
Usually, yeah.
Jackson makes the sack and she'll sit down. Whitta will come back in. Jackson with 7 points. And I think her season average is going to take a bit of a dip here tonight. 34 coming in to season average. But I don't think that's a concern at all.
No.
So Veal brings it into the front court. Porter across the woodyard on the right.
Fallon's been in the key a long
time.
That's
Fallon. Jackson with Sharpie on the floor. Porter gets loose for a free open shot and 11 points for Nat Porter. Marino back at the other end quickly. Beattie to Bevilacqua on the left wing. Sharp. Should put it on the floor. Tough, tough hook shot. Long rebound comes out to Marino. Give it to Whittle. Back for Bevilacqua as the shot clock was reset.
Getting very physical in the paint down there. Porter.
There's a ton of pushing and shoving going on. None of it's getting called. Beattie with the ball at the top. Whittle trying to fit through a screen. Who is it?
Playing Porter.
Porter. What's that on Porter 3? And Carrie's encroaching. Carrie's encroaching up the court too far. She's standing on the line. Get back behind the line. Bevilacqua with the long inbound pass. It goes to Marino on the left. Whittle at the top looking for Beattie down underneath. Has the strength to score the basket. And Porter. If that's Porter, it is. That's her fourth.
That's a danger sign.
That is a real problem for them.
A huge problem for them. Now got Asiaki sitting on four. Porter's got her fourth as well. She's been doing a good job defensively.
Jackson.
Jackson, yes. So,
Porter sits down.
Alarm bells.
BD 7 points. We'll be going to the line for the three-point play. As Karen Dalton just wanting to talk about it. Karen was a pretty fair defender in her time.
She'd
know what's going on out there.
Yeah, of course. She's obviously taught Porter a few of her skills and tricks of the trade.
Beattie misses the free throw, but Sharp gets the offensive board for the Caps, so they get another opportunity. Bevilacqua will just go out and reset. 4:17 to go here. And the lead is back to 11, 40-29. Beattie, you do not get through that paint. You do not get through that paint. Woodyard, I think.
Sydney, if the refs are going to call it like this, then Sydney's really going to have to
adjust
what they're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They've got to get smart enough to that. Whittle was going to the line for free throws. Sydney are in the penalty with 4 minutes and 7 seconds to go. Sharpie sitting down, Abrams comes back in. Whittle at the line for a couple of free throws. And the lead at 11. Two players now with four fouls, that's a problem for them. So Whittle makes the first of the free throws. 7 points for the night. Couple of bounces. 8 for Whittle. Okay.
Back to 13-point lead. Biggest they've had for the game?
I think 13 is the biggest. Whit as Veal drives down the right side. Samuels to go into Snell, takes it at the basket. Well, in and out, and Whittle with the defensive rebound.
Not having any luck tonight, is she?
On another night, that would have just stayed in, but just popped back out. Really harassing Abrams as she brought it across centre court. Down to Bevilacqua, right corner, back out to Whittle at the top. Left side, Marino. Marino comes around a screen, drives down the centre of the lane and hooks it up. Shot won't go. Beattie keeps it alive. Back out to Bevilacqua.
Stop by Beattie to keep that one alive.
And the play is grab the jumper and pull it. That's if you know at home what that one is. I don't. I have no idea. Really showing her
Calling
great hands to...
jumper, I think.
Yeah. Knock that one out of Bevilacqua's hands from behind. Anyway, Beattie gets it back to Bevilacqua, off to Abrams. And then overcooks a little simple layup because of the pressure from Fallon behind. I haven't really seen much of Fallon in this game at all. Kept her quiet as well. And Kelly Abrams has been called for the foul.
And that's, the refs are consistent with that. That's exactly what was being called at the other end of the floor, so you can't make any complaints with that.
No. That's four. Four on Abrams, so Sharpie straight back in.
Kelly's Kelly's done a good job. She's taken Snelly out of the game for most of the game, so it's been great.
Quick inbound pass to Samuels, who makes the basket from a 12-point jumper from the left side. Her first basket for the night. 42-31, 3 minutes till three-quarter time. Whittle has it at the top, right side to Bevilacqua. Jackson Giggs ready to come back. Marino three from the top, left that one short. Sharp chasing it, will put it out of bounds. And we have the timeout from the Capitals. As Jackson will be back after the timeout. The lead is still 11. And, well, we've got players on both sides in foul trouble, but really, you'd want to be in Canberra's position, not Sydney's.
Absolutely, you'd want to be in Canberra's position. They've been using Jackson sparingly, so they've probably got a bit of fuel in the tank left with her. Beattie and Whittle are working well in the post down there, and you've got such a good defensive group in that you've got Abrams got four fouls, but you've got Abrams and Sharp and Bevilacqua, who are probably three of the better defensive players in the league. So, you know, Sydney at the other end of the floor, they've got Porter and Afiaki. They both have got four fouls. They're two of their scoring studs, as well as two of their better defenders. So it's going to put a lot of pressure on Snell and Fallon, who really tonight have not been what you would say a typical game for them. They just haven't stepped up. So some problems.
Yeah, indeed it is. They don't have much left until three-quarter time, 2 minutes and 50 seconds indeed. Down by a... Just got an updated score there from down in Melbourne, where... That was the result. Dandenong beat Adelaide. Which you would have expected,
not
I mean.
Unexpected, no.
Yeah, but it was close.
Yeah. Adelaide have got... Bulleen tomorrow.
Yep. Beale gets the ball. Yeah. It's a huge weekend with all the results that are going on and the games around the league. This is a great promotion, having double headers like this. Fallon then looking to pass the ball inside. Finally gets it to Snell. Bevilacqua knocks it away. Snell gets it back though. Bevilacqua defending Snell. And finally gets called for a foul. She did everything she could. And Tully's first or second of the night.
A bit unlucky to get that one called, I think, perhaps.
Yeah. So it is shooting foul as well that'll put Snell at the line. Snelly makes the first. 7 points for the game. Second one won't go for her, and Jackson with a defensive rebound gives it to Bevilacqua. She'll bring it down into the front court. Find Jackson high post. Fallon watching her. Whittle trying to fight away through some screens. Finally managed to get across the other side. Bevilacqua drives in. Back for Whittle from the top. Three won't go, and Beale with a defensive rebound. 42-32. The lead is 10 with 2 minutes to go till three-quarter time. Beale, pull-up jumper. From our front, won't go. Jackson defensive rebound. Don't know if Sharpie just got a hand in there to put that shot off or not. He's certainly chasing it back. Bevilacqua then in the front court. Jackson to Marino on the left wing.
Oh.
Looking to pass. Poor pass. Fallon easy, can't steal there. And Beale brings it back in the front court. Samuels left side to Hennessy. Back to Snell. Snell spins away from Bevilacqua. But can't get a layup to drop. Caps have it. Sharpie brings it across centre court. Gives it to Bevilacqua. Left side is Marino. We've got a better pass this time. Bevilacqua to Whittle. Whittle. Low post. Hands off to Sharp coming around the screen. Jumper from out front. Nothing's dropping at either end. Snelly takes it down. Off to Fallon. She'll pull up for a jumper. That's off the front of the rim. She'll run the rebound down, though. Beale tries a three. All net from Beale. She's got 5 points. We're inside the last minute before three-quarter time.
Capitals need to get a score. They haven't had a score for
quite a while. Jackson from the top. Thumps Beale to the ground. Marino struggles through the paint. Gives it to Bevilacqua. Three runs around the rim. And Whittle from behind will be called for the foul on Fallon. He'll walk to the other end, both teams in the penalty. Beattie will come in for It's number four on Whittle as well. So if both sides in problems, and if that play had continued on, the ball was going to Jackson in a very low post, undefended spot.
One would assume that would have been 2 points.
So it'll be Fallon at the line for a couple of free throws. This is the first.
Continues. It's been very poor foul shooting weekend.
Makes the second though. She's just got 3 points here tonight. 34 seconds then till three-quarter time. The lead is back down to six though. Caps leading 42-36. The ball goes away to the left to Sharp. Jackson will set a screen in front of her. Sharp comes around it. Drives down the centre of the lane. Layup won't go. Jackson with a stick back won't go. And Jackson will be called for the frustration foul as she was going after the offensive board.
Not too subtle with that. She probably, you know, it is frustration. It's hard for her to be coming back into, you know, the game after having so long off and all the rest of it. And she really hasn't been able to get into any rhythm because she's in and out and what have you. So I can understand the frustration.
Indeed. Snelly at the line then. Misses the first free throw. They hit some free throws, they'd probably be even. She makes the second. 8 points for Snelly.
Back to a 5-17.
We've got one last play to set up here. Marina brings it across centre court for three-quarter time. Dribbles away to the left side. Beattie in front of it, Jackson. She'll just jack up a three, and it's an air ball.
What a poor decision.
Was that the play that was called or what?
I'd be very surprised.
Well, Bealey, one last chance from half court. Won't go. And the lead is back to five, though. 42-37. Sydney won that quarter 14-13, so it's... Well, there you go. Three-quarter time anyway. 42-37. Well, we're down to 10 minutes left. The fourth quarter here between the Canberra Transact Capitals and the Sydney Uni Flames. We've got a five-point game at three-quarter time. Score 42-37. The Capitals in front, and the stats, well, don't really reflect much. It's pretty even, and I suppose a five-point game is pretty even as well. So it's going to be interesting. Both sides have got two players on four fouls. Key players at that. Whittle is the only one of those four who's out on court right now. As we're about to start the fourth quarter, the Capitals will have possession of the ball. Marino, Bevilacqua-Sharp, Whittle and Beattie are the starting five for the quarter. Whittle gets the opening ball and gets it back to Marino to set up the play. She dribbles away to the right, hands off to Sharp, coming back left. Goes around a couple of screens at the top, back from Marino, down to Beattie, low post. Taking it at the basket. Shot won't go. Knocked away from Bealey by Whittle. Out of bounds. And Sydney will have it in the backcourt. Bealey brings it down the right. Looking to set up play. Marino defending her. Gets it to Fallon. Fallon put on the floor and drive against Beattie. Layup won't go, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. We'll put her at the line for a couple of free throws. We haven't really seen that from Fallon tonight.
No, I was going to say.
Putting it on the floor and driving at the basket.
And that's probably a good sign for Sydney. That's what they'd be wanting her to do last quarter, particularly if she's got Beattie with the matchup.
Yep. And makes the first free throw. Fourth point for the game. Makes them five. Three-point game now. 42-39. Caps need a basket here to just establish themselves in this fourth quarter. Marina gets it on the right wing. Beattie and Whittle fighting through screens in the middle. Bevilacqua gets it on the left wing. Back across court to Marino. She'll drive inside. Pass out to Bevilacqua at the free throw line. Shot in and out. Won't go. Whittle tips it away and Beale ends up with it. Kristen will bring it back across centre court. It's sort of reminiscent of a grand final a couple of years ago where we've all thought that the Capitals had it, and then Sydney just seemed to claw their way back into it and ended up winning it here. Beale gets a ball off the offensive board. Fallon tries to take on Beattie. Pull-up jumper this time.
She may become a factor in the end.
Yeah. hasn't been a factor until three-quarter time. 42-41, Caps lead is cut to one. Bevilacqua on the right wing. Sharp in the corner into Whittle. Whittle dumped down to Bevilacqua, fouled by, I think it's Hennessy.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how long both Braffy and Coach Dalton sit the players in foul trouble, because, you know, 8.5 minutes to go in the final quarter, there's no point sitting them there. They're not contributing there. You may as well have some, get them out on the floor and see what you can get out of them.
Yeah, well, Abrams is now. Abrams is back in. Whittle's the other one for the Capitals, who's on four. But the two for Sydney are still sitting down. Jackson's come back in as well. Abrams will inbound the ball underneath their offensive basket. It comes into Marino. Off to Bevilacqua. Abrams down to Jackson, low post. Immediately double teamed.
Nice
pass into Bevilacqua for the easy layup. In and it goes.
Exactly what they need to do. Jackson's going to be double and triple teamed, so you need to be active off the ball. Exploit the double and triple team situation.
Yep. Lindsay has it on the left wing for Sydney. 8 minutes to go here still. Snell driving in the paint from out front. Shot won't go. Abrams for the defensive rebound. Bevilacqua was still defending Snelly on that one. Abrams brings it into the front court. Marino right wing. Whittle at the top down to Jackson underneath for an easy two.
Not just an athlete. That was a really tough pass from Whittle, and she was able to pull it in and finish it off. Classic Jackson.
Back to five. 46-41. Lindsay brings it into the front court. Samuels on the left wing. Snell cuts across to try and get in front of her. They go back to the right to Lindsay. Samuels in the right corner. Drives across the key, pull up at the elbow. Won't go. Whittle gets back and grabs the defensive rebound. Tully's taken a bit of a hit or something. He's not bleeding, at least at this stage. They're not stopping for it. Bevilacqua gets it on the front court. Put it on the floor, drive towards the baseline. No. Comes back to Marino. Put it on the floor, drives down the centre of the lane. Block shot by Snell. Marino gets it back out of there. Three from Abrams from the left won't go, and Lindsay with a defensive rebound. Shot clock was winding down.
No choice for Abrams there.
Lindsay gets it across centre court. Sharpie getting ready to come back in. Fallon gets it. Jackson watching her. From the free throw line, the little reach in from Jackson knocked it loose and caused the foul.
I'd imagine Marino's coming out. Her decision making hasn't been good for the last couple of minutes, and I would think, no, Bevilacqua.
Bevilacqua. Timeout called by Sydney. The lead is 5, 46-41. And this is going to be a very interesting last few minutes of this game. Sydney, of course, want to win it badly. And only the Capitals, after losing last night, want to win one.
That's right. That's an important game for both teams. So, you know, they're not going to give an inch. It's been a tough, grinding sort of defensive, physical game throughout. And I don't think that's going to change. And you know, it could come down to the end, just who shoots, you know, slightly better percentage. It's been that tight. We've got pretty relatively even. Well, both are shooting a bad percentage.
Bad.
Bad.
Well, how bad? Three-quarter time, Sydney with 27%.
I know.
36% from the Capitals is better, but it's still not brilliant, not what you'd want. So.
On any normal night, you say any team that shoots 27% is not going to win a game, but when you've got the Capitals only shooting at 36%, then
they're still in it. Yeah.
They're still in it. So, we'll wait and see. Wait and see.
Yep. 6 minutes and 44 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. The Capitals 46, the Flames 41. Two players on either side have got four fouls, and they are key players from both sides. They're all starters. Afiaki and Porter for Sydney. And they haven't... it looks like Porter might be about to come back in. I'm not sure about Afiaki. No. Porter's coming back in for Sydney. She's been sitting down for a while.
I think Afiaki's coming in for the shooter, so if...
Well, I guess Karen Dalton's decided we've got to go with it.
6.5 minutes the game is now.
They foul out, they foul out.
That's right.
Fallon will go to the line for free throws.
And they're both experienced, smart players. You know, they'd know when to give it and when not to, basically.
Fallon makes the first free throw. She certainly has been a factor here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Makes them both, and she will now sit down. Afiaki is back in. Capitals will have it in the backcourt. So Whittle gives it into Abrams. Jackson, Sharp and Marino in the front court.
I wouldn't imagine Tully will sit very long in this.
No. No, it'll be brief. Marino drives around on the screen, gives it off to Sharp. Three-pointer along the baseline won't go. Jackson drags in the offensive board. Pass out to Marino. The player's number five. Or maybe it's just a hand with all fingers held up in the air. Whittle hands off to Abrams coming around the screen.
They're very static offensively, the Capitals.
Yeah, there's not much going on. Abrams not going anywhere. Finds Marino to drive baseline. Try to pass and a foul has been called. I think number seven, Hennessy, it is. Second team foul for the quarter. And the Capitals will have the ball underneath their offensive basket with 24 seconds back on the shot clock. Sharp straight into Whittle, off to Marino. Left side finds Abrams to Jackson. Takes it straight up at Appiaki and Porter. No foul called. Ball out of bounds by Sydney, though. 46-43. Caps leading by three with just under 6 minutes to go. Whittle gets it high post. Sharp back for Marino. Three from the left. Hits the front of the rim and comes back to Marino, who's fouled by Lindsay. That's the third team foul now against Sydney for the quarter. Tracy's back in and Lauren will sit down. Just the first foul on Lindsay, so it's four from the side still for the Capitals. Marino gets it off the inbound from Abrams. Looking to go down the centre cart. Sharp to Whittle. Nice turnaround move on the baseline. Oh. Yeah,
Whittle. Baseline move there by Jenny Whittle.
And Appiaki cannot defend her one-on-one.
Absolutely not.
We've seen that all night.
Yeah.
And she can't afford to give up another foul.
No, she doesn't.
Sharpie with a reach in from behind. There's a bit of contact, so they'll call the foul on Sharp. And that's three on Sharpie. And Beal will come back in for Sydney. Hennessy sits down. Sydney will have the ball. That's the third team foul against the Capitals as well. Quick inbound pass to Beal for the easy layup. The
bad defensive breakdown by Marino then. Completely lost vision and didn't communicate with the other teammates.
Abrams dribbles it into the front court then. Finds Whittle at the top. Appiaki defending her. Marino drives to the corner. Abrams three from the corner. Kelly Abrams with a big basket. 11 for her, and it's 51-46, 45. It's a 6-point lead. Beal. Bevilacqua about to come back in. Beal with the play at the top. Appiaki on the right wing. Put on the floor against Whittle. Flip out to Lindsay. 3-point shot short. Whittle. Defensive rebound to Abrams. And she'll bring it back down into the front court. Whittle gets it. Well, there's some contact there, but no foul called. The ball pass to Beattie from Sharpie wasn't good. Snell gets away over halfway. Needs some support. Gets it back to Porter. Three from the top, from just out the top. Won't go. Beattie with a defensive rebound. Finds Sharp to give it to Abrams to get it into the front court and let's set up a play. 4 minutes to go.
Capitals will want to get a score this time down the floor. Push it out to 8 points.
Abrams. Beattie to Marino on the left wing, comes around the screen from the free throw line. The shot won't go. No one there to rebound. And Beal off to Lindsay. Lindsay down to Appiaki. Back out to Beal. All alone for three. Beale with a 10 points for the game.
Back to 3 points.
And I think Carrie Graff is just a little bit annoyed at Angela Marino.
Yeah, she's made... You know,
there have been some silly decision making in the last few minutes that aren't helping the Capitals' cause.
And she's made some poor choices at the offensive end of the floor, and at the defensive end of the floor, she really hasn't done her job. She hasn't been communicating with her teammates, she hasn't been fighting for his scheme, and she's been losing vision of the ball. You know, that's all fundamental defensive skills that anyone at this level should have, and she should not be making them. So, you know, she's letting her teammates down, and she's letting the coach down as well.
Well, she will be out of it after when they come back, because Bevilacqua will come back in and take her place.
And Tully won't make those mistakes.
Tully won't make those sort of mistakes.
That's right.
No, indeed. It'll still be Beatty and Whittle. Jackson, don't know if we'll see Lauren again.
No, I'm not sure whether she's played the minute she's going to play or not. So, I mean, probably a position where Raffi would love to be just able to pull her off the bench and put her back in, but...
But they've got to get it...
They've got to keep her for the rest of the season.
Yeah. They've got to come up with a basket here. It's a three-point game, 3 minutes and 44 seconds left in the game, 51-48. Jackson may come back, I reckon, for about a minute and a half at the end.
I will.
He's got ice on... lower leg right now. Probably just cooling it down anyway. It's hot here tonight. Bevilacqua then brings it across centre court. Hands off to Sharp, coming back left. Back for Bevilacqua. Beely watching her. Abrams gets free on the right. Pass towards Whittle. Gets bumped away, lost the ball, and caught her with a steal. Sydney will bring it down. Fallon. Yeah, Jackson's up, getting ready to come in. Afiaki. Down low post. Turnaround jumper. Won't go. Whittle with a defensive rebound. 3 minutes left here, 51-48. Bevilacqua with the ball. Trying to find Sharp into Beattie. Hands all over her arms, yeah. Up in the air. I mean, surely that's a foul. Whittle gets it on the left wing. Back to Bevilacqua, driving inside. Fallon with a reach in from behind, knocks it loose. And Sydney have it back. And they got a 3-on-2. But Fallon has the weight now, gives it to Beal. Off to Porter. Porter to Afiaki, put on the floor. Well, that is a foul, but surely down the other end, all those hands all over Jenny Whittle is a foul as well.
I agree. You know, it's definitely a foul at this end of the floor, but at the other end of the floor, the refs need to be watching the contact. It's not just the body contact, but the hands. These girls are tall, they've got long arms, and if you're pulling at the arms and the elbows, then you're impinging on their ability to play. So blow the whistle.
51-48 still. As Beattie is gone, Jackson is back. Three-point shot from Snell is good from the outside.
Uh-oh, that's dangerous.
It's tied up at 51. It hasn't been tied up since a long, 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 long time ago. Opening minutes.
Sydney's got some real... Oh!
Deal. Well, they've been calling that at the other end, so that one's fair. Snelly gets called for it.
That's just laziness from Sharpie. She really should have been, a little bit sharper with the ball.
Yep.
She's got to look after it. Every bit counts. And,
only pull second,
that ball in.
Yep. Only second on Sharpie. It's tied up with 2:23 to go. Sharp will inbound from the left wing for the Capitals. Bevilacqua gets it. Abrams comes to centre. Jackson's low post. Bevilacqua drives to the right side. Whittle. Finds Sharp, finds Abrams, along the baseline. Little jump shot won't go. Afiaki with a defensive rebound.
That was a good offensive set from the Capitals. Unfortunately, it didn't drop.
Shot just didn't go. Down to Snelly. Pass inside for Afiaki. Layup won't go. And Whittle is out of the game. Whittle gets called for the foul. And Jenny Whittle will foul out with 2 minutes to go, which means Beattie will be straight back in. Afiaki's going to line for free throws. And right now, Sydney have got the momentum just sort of going their way.
And they've got some serious firepower out of the floor. You've got Veal, Snell, Afiaki, Porter, Fallon. Any player there can...
That sound pretty good. Beattie about to come in. And, we have the substitution been granted. I don't know what he'd do if the referee didn't grant the substitution after he's about a player out of the game.
That's right.
I think he can be pedantic. Afiaki gives Sydney their first ever lead in this game. Makes the first free throw. Second one won't go, but Fallon got the offensive board.
That's costly. That's a costly possession.
Minute, we're inside the last two. Porter at the top, in towards Snelly. Takes it at the basket. Beattie is going to send Snell to the line for free throws. Beattie, that is her fifth as well. So, well, Now it gets interesting. Who does Cary Grant bring in? Nerida Cooper?
Well, it's a big ask, but I don't think she really has any choice. When you look down the bench, she can go small with Marino, who's made some costly mistakes. Natty Hurst is small. Or her other option is Cooper. She's going with Marino.
Marino.
Peter Sinclair has been sitting on the bench all night as well. You know, she's a reasonable player. She hasn't seen a lot of time this season, but she's an experienced WNBL player. She's come out of the AIS program a couple of years ago. She knows the game. She hasn't been
played,
in four
played
times.
For Sydney for
played
a few
for
years.
Sydney, but I don't know. This is... You know,
Marino,
it's easy to
she's
sit
gone
here
with
and
anyway.
Coach. Yeah, she's gone with Marino. It's easy to, much easier sitting here coaching than it is down there.
Well, Snell's made the free throw. The lead is two. The lead is two. Misses the second. It's a 2-point lead, minute 49 to go. Bevilacqua brings it into the front court. Marino's on the right, Jackson low post. Abrams on the left with Sharpie. Abrams looking for someone to pass it to. Has to dribble it to the right. Bevilacqua on the right wing. Looking to try and get it to Jackson. Dribbles his way to the left. Marino on the left for three. Abrams from the top. 2 seconds on the shot clock. Had to take a shot. And Sharpie with the offensive board got them out of trouble there.
That was a very important offensive rebound.
They had to force that one up. Abrams then goes around the screen from Jackson.
Oh.
Bumped to the ground inside. Who is it? Who's going to be caught? Snell or Afiaki? I think Snell.
Cool. Snell. That one.
If it was Afiaki, she was gone.
The thing is, Kelly's on the line now. They're in the bonus. Sydney are in the bonus as well, so she knocked these two down, even the game up.
Still a minute 15, so there's a couple of possessions either way still to come. Still plenty of time. Kelly Abrams with two free throws. Minute 15 to go. In and out.
Tonight has not been a good night for catching.
Second one drop won't drop either. Afiaki comes in and grabs the defensive rebound. Hands off to Veal. Finds Fallon at half court and brings it down.
Offensively, but you
back
think
to Veal.
The Sydney would be looking to go to Veal. She's got Marino in the matchup, so they'd get her in some cut action or get her sitting down in the post.
Fallon travel. Big call, big call. 55.8 seconds left in this game. Sydney up by two, their only lead of the game, and it's come at the right time for them. Bevilacqua to Abrams on the left wing, comes around a screen, pass out of hands off Sydney. No timeout, timeout's been declined. Well, Carrie's saying she doesn't want it.
It's too late. Once you ask for it, you can't then change your mind. I mean, you've got to cancel it early. You can't then decide, you know, as the whistle blows, if you want to cancel it.
Yeah, I think she probably wanted to wait for the next possession after this. But, 55.8 seconds. The Capitals need a basket on this possession. Preferably a three to get in front. To really put the pressure on Sydney. Who knows? We could be heading for overtime. That's a possibility here right now. Sydney are in front by three, 53-51. And, of course, Whittle and Beattie are both fouled out for the Capitals. Nobody for Sydney yet.
No. Porter and Afiaki have played well with their fouls, so...
Well, they've got away with it.
That's right.
Got away with it, indeed. But anyway, we'll see how this one finishes up. 46.2 seconds, in fact, is left on the clock. The Capitals have the possession. They have the ball in the front court. Bevilacqua, Jackson, Sharp, Abrams and Marino are the five out on court for the Capitals. Veal, Fallon, Porter, Afiaki and Snell are out there for Sydney. We're in for an exciting last three-quarters of a minute. No doubt about that.
That Sydney lineup has five players with international experience out on the floor there, so...
The Sharpie will inbound the ball from underneath the offensive basket. Long pass goes out to Bevilacqua to set up the play. They've got 9 seconds left on the shot clock. down to Jackson low post, double team straight away, pushing foul, and one of them's gone. Afiaki is gone. And that was about the least contact she'd made.
That's right. A couple of crucial calls being made towards the end of the game.
That's crazy. Jackson goes to the line then for a couple of free throws. Narelle Lindsay will come in to replace Afiaki. But 37.7 seconds, so there's still a couple of possessions. Jackson at the line for a couple of free throws.
Need these
to tie it up. Oh, that ran around and dropped out. Makes it interesting now. Well, it was interesting already. Jackson makes the second. She's got double figures. Both teams in the penalty situation with fouls, but Sydney have to take a shot and have to give the possession back to the Capitals. Beale with the ball in the front court. Fallon next to her. Porter on the right wing gets the ball. They'll be looking for three-point play. No, they go inside to Snell. Basket won't go. Sydney get possession. The referee says it came off the Capitals with 17 seconds to go. Timeout called by Sydney because they don't need to shoot. Caps have got a now foul. Come up with a steal somehow. And, they're up by one. Sydney right now in the box seat.
Absolutely. They don't have to do anything. They've just got to hold on to possession. As you said, Caps have either come up with a steal or send Sydney to the foul line. Because if they foul, they go on the line. And, you know, they make both of them and they're relying on to put them up by 3-4 points. So,
but who do you want to foul to send to the foul line? Lindsay, perhaps? Snell, Fallon, Porter, Beale.
Yeah,
Lindsay,
exactly.
Perhaps. Is the one.
Lindsay's your best choice out of that, but, you know, she's a very reliable foul shot shooter, so Capitals are really in a tough situation here.
And then, of course, you get the situation, and they go to the line, makes one, it's a two-point lead, makes two, it's a three-point lead. You got to come down and either tie it up with a two or go for the win with a three or tie it up with a three. Who knows? It's going to be an exciting 17 seconds anyway.
All I know is you are probably making those decisions.
Yeah, and well, fortunately, she will be out there.
Yeah.
Now, Sydney have the ball underneath their offensive basket. Feely will be inbounding the pass. Marino in front of her. The others are all lined up around the free throw line. Bevilacqua finally joins in now. Where are they going? Bevilacqua, Snell, and now the pass comes into Fallon. Bevilacqua.
They got a foul, saw that.
Bevilacqua called for the foul. Of course, the other trouble is Abrams has got on, is on four fouls as well. You don't want her committing the foul.
No.
So it's Fallon who will go to the line for the free throws. 13.1 seconds left for the Capitals. Fallon makes the first, so it's a two-point lead. Second one won't go. Jackson with a defensive rebound. It's only a two-point lead. They only need a two-point basket to force it into overtime. Jackson joins up now. Abrams at the top. 5 seconds to go. Bevilacqua with a three from the right, won't go. That'll be it. Sydney will win. Beale with the board. Sydney have won 54-52. I might say a little bit lucky, but the Capitals blew it, really.
They certainly did. They had the control of the game early on and weren't able to capitalise. They just let Sydney get back into it. And Sydney played really smart. They had some of their key players in foul trouble early. And they, you know, full credit to Coach Dalton. She got them in and out of the game well. They were smart. Perhaps they got away with a few under there. But, you know, you got to play with what's being called. So, yeah, not a good weekend for the Cats.
Not at all. And they had 11, 12-point lead at earlier in the game that they should have been able to hold on to, but in the end it's Sydney. The Uni Flames have come out of this weekend with the two wins, so
themselves alive, aren't they?
Makes the ladder really, really interesting as we come down towards the the end, because we know that Adelaide have lost to Bulleen, and we're just trying to find a ladder. But at the start of the weekend, the Capitals were 12-4, they're now 12-6. Sydney have won both their games, so they're 10-8. Townsville have won both of theirs, so they're 10-9. Adelaide are 9-8 after that loss, and they play Bulleen tomorrow. But Bulleen win tomorrow. Well, if they win tonight, which is against Perth, which they should do,
yep,
they will be 12-5 in second place. And the Caps have suddenly lost that home court advantage for the first final. And they've also lost the series with Sydney because of this loss here tonight.
It was a big one, one Sydney really wanted and one that Canberra really needed. So how many times have we seen Sydney do that to the Capitals? Over the years, yep, you think about it, you know.
Well, that grand final I mentioned earlier, they did it. And
was that Annie Lafleur, back in the Annie Lafleur days,
yep,
she did it.
So there we go. All over, full time, 54-52, but it's Sydney, the Sydney Uni Flames, who are victorious over the Canberra Capitals.
Yes, the Capitals will feel this was definitely one that just got away. They had it in control for so long, had so much of the game, 12-point lead at one stage, and then just let it go and let Sydney just come back and keep eating away and keep eating away and keep eating away, and finally in the final quarter snatch it for a 2-point win. Capitals would be hugely disappointed. Just nobody got going on the scoreboard. It was Kelly Abrams top scored with 11. Jenny Whittle and Lauren Jackson both had 10. It just nobody got going. The Jackson factor obviously hurt by the fact that Lauren is not match fit. Showed some really nice touches in her 20 minutes on court, but yeah, just not really ready for it. And the rest of the players, well, early on they stepped up and were doing a great job, but then it just slipped away and Sydney came out on top in the end. Jenny Whittle had 10.7 rebounds, so she'd be happy with her form, except for the scoring was certainly down. In fact, Whittle only put up 6 shots for the whole game, which is an amazing total. But it was a very, very tough grind and very hard to get a lot of shots off for anyone in the game. Jackson, 10.7 rebounds in her return. Beattie, 7.9 rebounds, a couple of blocks and a steal. Played well, certainly had a better game than she did against Townsville. And Kelly Abrams tried to do it all with 5 rebounds to go with her 11 points, 4 assists, a couple of steals and a block as well. Also played well, but it just seemed almost like the depth on the bench wasn't being used or just isn't there right now for the Capitals when their star players just aren't able to get the shots that they wanted. For Sydney, well, nobody else really got going. Belinda Snell had just 12 points, 5 rebounds and 3 steals. Trish Fallon had 10 points and was really a big factor in the start of the fourth quarter when they started to make their run. Nat Porter was probably their standout player, 11 points, 6 rebounds, a couple of assists, 3 steals, and did a great defensive job on Jackson when she was defending her. It was very impressive the way she was fighting in there. And Kristen Beal, first game back in the National Capital, outside a Capitals uniform, or an AIS uniform as well, had 10 points, 5 rebounds, and showed off some of those trademark Kristen Beal-type passes, wearing the number 32 of Magic Johnson, of course. And yeah, good to see her back after injury, etc. So good to see, but well, for the Canberra Capitals fans, they went away unhappy. Capitals losing to the Sydney Uni Flames at the AIS Arena in the last game of the double-double headers over the weekend. So the final score then, Sydney Uni Flames 54, the Canberra Transit Capitals 52.